Welcome everyone to a free mastery class by Mel and Mike, Walking Terra Christa, Academy of New Earth Mastery. We're going to be doing the introductory class for the Inner Child Enlightenment, which is an essential component of the Ascension Mastery Pathway to fully connect with your inner child, come to terms with their opinions and their stance in life, and discover what age they are. So we'll be doing that tonight with a meditation. Master Joshua will kick off the call. And I'll give you a quick introduction once we bring in the Unified Whole. 000144000, Unified Whole Online. 0123456789910. Just feel yourself going all the way up an elevator or a staircase. Picture that. 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 110, 120, 130, 140, 141, 142, 143, 144. Just take a deep breath as we enter into the Temple of Oneness at the 144th dimensional frequency. While we're here, we want to call upon the three M's, Lord Melchizedek, Lord Metatron, and the Mahatma, to bring us the platinum net. So take a deep breath, and they will encase you within that net. And as you breathe out, they will remove it. This takes away any lower vibrational frequencies that can be removed from our field. And then we call upon the violet flame to transmute anything else that can be removed that the platinum net could not remove. As the violet flame infused with the higher frequencies of the purple is a very strong transmutation ray. So just breathe that in from the soul star down to the earth star. As you breathe out, let it fill up the rest of the areas back up to the soul star. And we infuse that with the pink flame from Paul the Venetian. This is another transforming ray, but it also brings with it the aspects of love and compassion to fill in any areas that have been removed. And this brings more grace and ease to the whole process. So breathe that all the way in. And then we call upon the golden flame from Lord Buddha to fully energize and activate our Christ consciousness, our Merkaba body of light. We call forth the golden light to spin our earth star and soul star simultaneously in a clockwise direction. Just feel that spinning around you. And we ask the spiritual hierarchy to place spiritual mirrors on the pyramid walls facing outward, as the Merkaba body is a double pyramid-like structure that we are encased within. We then ask for Archangel Michael to circle the entire structure for ourselves and the group with the blue flame of the ring pass knot as a further level of protection. While we're on this call together, breathe all these energies in, and it places you in the better state of conditioning to connect with your higher self and I Am Presence. If you've been through the diamond heart essence training, just spin your diamonds. Do you want to do axotonic alignment?
Yes, we'll do the axotonic alignment. We'll just continue right now. Just feel those frequencies of life in the 144th dimension coming down into your into Corona Bridge, the Rainbow Bridge, or onto Corona, into your soul star. We're going to call upon each of the rays of God to fully come within our full body system. So you may see many different colors, golden, yellow, white, light, green, blue, pink, crystalline light, pearlescent, seafoam green, blue green, violet and purple, gold, and multitude of mixture of colors coming down into your crown. The third eye. The throat. The thymus. Into the heart, into the solar plexus, the sacral, and the root, and spinning downwards in through your limbs and your joints, into your ankles, and your feet, into your earth star, allowing that to expand in your full physical body. Asking for the energies of relationship, surrender, acceptance. We're going to call upon our inner children to be with us. And we'll do a much deeper visualization to help with that, but if you can just ask your inner child right now to come out, wherever he or she may be. Sometimes they hide behind the liver if you've never connected with them before. As we fully connect to be the parent and the child. So we can bring in that balance of the I Am presence fully. Feel that expansion within you with your breath and that energy just coming forward within your full body system, your consciousness, feeling in your heart and opening up your emotional body to receive. As we are going through the discussion tonight and with Master Joshua and Jishwal, just try and put your lower mind aside and just intuit whatever information that you need to receive and what you don't need or cannot figure out in your mind. Just let it flow. Just let it flow, and eventually you will understand the whole process that you're going through. And just breathe through this energy continually while we are here together.
Let me give you a quick overview before we begin tonight's session of the entire series that we're going to be doing. There's going to be 6 additional classes that are going to extend through the rest of this month, January, and February, because we're going to space them out to give some time for reflection and also time for the participants to gather together themselves on a teleconference to discuss as a group how they're doing with the energies and frequencies and the aha moments that we're hoping that this class will bring to everyone. It's also going to be a very interactive class. Dejual Kuhl is going to be the main instructor, and he's going to be doing Q&A sessions and interacting with everybody. If you've ever had the Ray reading by him, it's very interactive. And as we just heard him on our visit to the
temple,
the Clarion Temple, he's very insightful. So we're going to go through all stages of the childhood into adulthood phases, and this will allow the inner child within us to recognize where it is within relation to our consciousness, and then to heal any trauma or pain or just simple dysfunction that might have occurred within the four-body system. If you read the write-up, the emotional body and mental body are primarily conditioned during our childhood. The belief systems that we incorporate, most of this being subconscious, this is when it occurs. And if there's any imbalances in the physical body, which I would have to assert that every one of us has imbalances in our physical body, it is usually a result of the fact that the mental and emotional body are not in balance and how they interact with the physical. So we're going to go over the infancy to toddler, which is birth to 3 years. Then in the second class, we're going to go over the young child, which is age 3 to 6. Then grade school in the third class, which is age 6 to 12. And then as a teenager, from age 12 to 17. A young adult, from 17 to 21. And then we're going to have a final completion class to integrate everything. What we're going to be doing on each class is discuss the present age group within that. We're going to be using other materials besides the work that Dr. Joshua has used. And Mr. Joshua will talk about any specific areas of concern within each age group as we begin each class. There's going to be a dialogue between the parent-child consciousness, a visualization with your inner child, and Master Dujal Kuhl will give the overview and do the Q&A for each person. We're going to also be using a visualization to heal the experiences that have been remembered or solidify the foundation of the healthy child within you. So let's look at what we're going to be doing tonight. We're going to actually have a child consciousness come forward as we're going to do a visualization to meet them. And this will represent the relationship that we currently have. We're also going to look at the framework of understanding how this happens. And typically, as a quick intro, it's framed within our consciousness, our subconsciousness, based on the parenting that we had, whether that was by one parent or both parents or by another figure that acted as a parenting model in our lives. And that could have been our older siblings, as well as anyone else. Does not have to be the actual biological parent. If that parent or that role model was too firm, then that is a critical attitude, and that can result in the inner child feeling unworthy and have a deflated ego. Conversely, if the parental figure was over-loving, over-caring, smothering, that can result in an inflated ego or a rebellious, spoiled child. And keep in mind, we can have many parental figures in those examples I was using. So you can actually have aspects of both of those. And the, I guess, the any mix or combination of those in between can swing back and forth. So obviously the balance should be firm but loving. And this results in a well-adjusted, strong, loving, balanced child. I certainly can speak for myself and most of the people that I know. In the 3D world that we grew up in, that was not the case. There's a few and far between individuals that I have met that could qualify for that. So most of us have an inner child that needs some degree of balanced parenting due to the experiences that we have had in our childhood. And it doesn't mean that these experiences are necessarily abusive or in the extreme, though they can be. But anything in the mental, emotional, or physical, it could be small things that you normally wouldn't think of, such as simply never getting approval for a project or something that you had created in a balanced and affirmative manner. It could be mild criticism, it could be extreme criticism, it could be something about your physicality that was criticized or not even mentioned. Silence can be a form that is also just as bad. And so what it does, it creates a chain of dysfunction within you that is typically many generations old. And what happens when you do this kind of in-depth work, you break that chain. And from an esoteric standpoint, you're also breaking that chain and healing those wounds for all of those ancestral lineages, the beings that make up your ancestors, will be healed because you have been able to heal it in your living lifetime. So that's another powerful thing. So as light workers, we just need to understand that here in the physical level, on the earth, we have to accept our multidimensional personalities that are being integrated presently. And this cannot be done until we integrate this physical lifetime that we are in. Keep in mind that many of these triggers have been predestined or programmed to occur in our lives from these parental figures or from other significant adults in our life because we have issues within our own etheric bodies that need to be realized for us to walk this pathway. So it's a very sophisticated process that occurs through the karmic board and many, many beings of light before we incarnate as to who we will be incarnating with and what the circumstances will be, whether it be geographical or income-related or cultural or ethnic. So it's a big deal that goes on, and it's all there to present us with aspects of ourselves that we can face. However, we can only do what we can do as children and in our awareness. So none of this stuff that we talk about is about being judgmental of ourselves. It's simply about the accessibility of coming to terms with what we had to do when we had to do it, figuring out a more balanced approach, and then taking that into consideration as we do our ascension pathway. As the feelings that the inner child holds are the basis of our belief systems, they can structure our lower ego. They can structure our feelings. They can structure our mental attitudes. So we want the child and the parent within us to communicate and to teach one another of what each other needs in order to bring this consciousness into the fullness that we are required to do on this ascension mastery pathway. When Lord Adama talked about this course with us, and Master Joshua, a few months ago at this point, talked about the fact that this is not just a nice thing to do for yourself in order to be on the ascension mastery pathway. It is actually a crucial undertaking that we must each do in order to fully kind of open up the closet and see what's, you know, in there that we haven't cleaned out yet. So we're also going to be talking about archetypes. And we went through the archetypes on another one of our courses. And they are really very important, so we're going to be bringing them in again. But this time, tying them to the age group of that child. So I'm going to go over what they are right now, and we're going to do a handout on this that you can download, so you don't have to take notes at this point, but just listen to what they are and see if any of them trigger within your consciousness as to when they first occurred for you. Most of the archetypes that we talk about are in the extreme, to make it more poignant, but also because the teachings that involve archetypes, which go all the way back to the esoteric teachings, to Plato and beyond, are essential psychic components of the makeup of being human. So the destroyer is one of the archetypes that is a change maker, an enemy, a betrayer, an evildoer, a mischief maker, a devil, or a rascal. And each one of us stumbles into that role, whether willingly or by reaction, within our lives. The fool is a risk taker, a clown, a fake, a lunatic, a mad woman or a madman, and a philanderer. An innocent is the artist, a child, the youth, the harmless one, the lover, the trusted, the wanderer. The magician is the fairy godmother, the Merlin, the priest or priestess, the shaman, the sorcerer, the trickster. The martyr is the great soul, the savior, the saint, the loser, the struggler, the unfortunate victim. The patriarch is the ancestor, the father, mother, the old one, the great father, the great mother. The ruler is the aristocrat, the emperor, the empress, the judge, the princess or prince, the queen or king. The servant is the assistant, the attendant, the personal girl or gal Friday, the right-hand person, the slave, the subject, the subordinate, the worker. The seducer is the deceiver, the enchanter, the lover, the philanderer, the tempter or the temptress. The seeker is the adventurer, the explorer, the hermit, the hunter, the monk, the pioneer, the pursuer, the wanderer. The warrior is the fighter, the gladiator, the hunter, the knight, the rival, the soldier, the survivor, the teacher, or the thinker. And the wise one is the guru, the holy one, the master, the mystic, the oracle, the philosopher, the prophet, the sage. So let's just take a quick look at the behaviors that can result from having these archetypes being stronger or within our personalities. And typically, for them to show up, they're not going to be in a balanced nature. So they're going to be excessive or deficient. And we're just going to share these to give you a deeper idea of where you may be experiencing such challenges within your life. Most of the time, they only show themselves when we are interacting with someone else, particularly because someone else will be taking a role that is either the same or in disharmony with that archetype. And these archetypes can pair up in certain behaviors and reactions with one another. In a very real sense, when you achieve the mastery component, and a lot of this is not even ascension mastery, it's kind of a backtrack into mastering the self and the personality simply as a 3D person, the archetype of role will not come into play. And that's what the balance is. But in the unbalanced state, you can be too selfish or too selfless within some of these reactions, and then that can make you, overreact or underreact. It's going to make you either self-depreciative of your own energies and your own what you need, or it's going to make you smother or take over what someone else needs. It can make you overly confident or overly insecure, and you can be too other-centered or too self-directed. Some of the other items: greed consciousness or poverty consciousness, which is a win or lose proposition, and can also lead to you feeling that you're being attacked and that you're fearful. You can feel rejected, or you can be the rejector. You can need no one, or you can feel loneliness. You can be the pusher to get other people to do things, or you can be the procrastinator, which is resisting doing things. You can be sadistic or masochistic, which is being the betrayer or the betrayed, and that can be also an attack mode or a defense mode. You can be a rebel or a conformist, arrogant or insecure, obsessively compulsive or disorderly. Obsessively compulsive would be highly ordered. If anything was out of place, you can't handle it, or you can be overly disorderly and can't manage to get anything into any sense of order. You can worry, you can be uncaring, you can be too trustful or too distrustful, you can be too focused or too scattered. You can be too goal-oriented or too process-oriented. You can focus only on the goal, being very haphazard in how you get there. You can focus on the process too much so that you never get to the goal. You can have attachment or non-attachment, which can create an inability to act at all or just reacting to events around you without finding your own pathway. So these are just some of the examples to give you the balanced attributes of what the centered and balanced spiritual self is. You're confident, you have personal power, you have unconditional love, you know your self-worth, you're patient, you understand life lessons occur, you have balance, happiness, discipline, you're able to surrender to your higher self and to circumstances while still being to do, have an integrative approach to the oneness and the unity. You're non-judgmental, you're decisive, you have faith, humbleness, centeredness, humility, understand cooperation, understand how to be assertive in a healing and helpful way, even-mindedness, have mastery, understand the power of your own choices, have self-love, compassion, and forgiveness. So, as we go through, even tonight, if something comes up, as we do our journey, and as the teachers are speaking, you may want to make a note, and certainly during the course as it proceeds, and just try to see if these things are from your present or your past, or if something that occurs ties into an experience you've had before. Or have you healed through it? Can you relate to it as something that no longer occurs for you, so you can see a definite change upon reflection of where you may have been before, regardless of how many years or even if that was recently ago? Because we want to look at the things that might not be so obvious to us, and that's what we're going to do with Master Joshua and Master DK. Anything else? You can think of, or do we want to get jump right in?
Give me 1 second. As you're going through this process, this is going to help you to understand when you've had a difficult time, what you've been going through. We have to understand, Joshua will probably share some of this, but child consciousness and adult consciousness or parent consciousness, it's not really our whole whom we are. We bring those two parts of ourselves into oneness to become the I. And the child consciousness represents the part of you that was a child, and that energy is still within you. And yet there's a part of you that will be the parent consciousness, because you will step in to truly assist your child in communicating with you. This is what the whole process is. It's very important to have a dialogue. And we are also going to be working with a powerful tool that was brought through forth by Lucia Cappuccione, PhD. She created, as some of you may have heard, of using the non-dominant hands to communicate with your inner child. She actually created this in her own pathway. She also suggests that you use a crayon, because that brings you back to the childhood, to do the dialogue. We'll be doing a lot of that in the exercises. But this is something that you may want to do after tonight, so that you can fully communicate with the child. It's very interesting how it happens. When I went through my inner child work in the 80s, this is exactly what we were taught to do, and it really does help to take that pen or pencil or a crayon and take your non-dominant hand and ask your child a question. And then write it, because you're not coming from your physical consciousness, your brain wave. It's coming from that part of you that's inside. And some of the answers you may get are, I need love, I am hurting, please hold me. Because a lot of times the child will be very fearful in the beginning of wanting to communicate with you. So what you were doing through this process, you were stepping in as a parent of the that parental nurturing that you didn't receive in certain situations as a child. And so we're going to be utilizing some of her exercises through the course. So I just wanted to share that a little bit. And I think that if you decide to go forward with this course, that you will find that it will be very helpful for you to get through these issues. To the process that I experienced, I was in a 12-week inner child group with five other women, and it was a weekly thing where we had to meet, and it was very, very powerful. Didn't realize how powerful it was until after it really finished, because I really started to understand who I was. At that point, I never thought I had anger, and this happens to a lot of us that are very sensitive. We hold that energy in. That's where the inner depression can come in, because anger is turned inwards. That's an important aspect. As a child, I was overly sensitive and told I was overly sensitive, so that made me retreat. And the reason that we want to have interaction with everybody is because when we go through this work of inner children, we have a tendency to isolate, because that's what the child does. That's why he or she is hiding from you as the adult. They do not want to come out because they have fear. They're scared. They've been hurt. So it's very, very important that we have interaction within each other, within the program, and with the other participants, so that you can come out of that shell. We kind of wanted to, Lord Adama and Master Joshua asked us to come forward with this group. So we're actually simulating it as if we were all coming together in a therapy class, and we are all sitting in the same room together. We're going to try and make it as close as possible. We could do this and have people join just for certain ages and then come and go. But how can we help you? And this is what Dijual really wants to come through and assist. And if you've ever worked with Dijual Cool for psychological issues, he is the being to work with, because he will be able to pinpoint things on an esoteric level and to share it on a physical level and really make the changes. So what we're going to do is we're going to use the rays of God to assist in transmuting all this. I mean, it took me years to get through some of the challenges that I experienced and allow them to come up. But at that time, there was no other way. So now we are at a stage where we can take the knowledge that we have from the esoteric teachings, from the rays of God, and utilize all of it, and to help each of you that want to go on this journey with us. And we're really hoping that there is going to be great transformation to occur, because this is going to assist in ridding your lower ego. And this is a very important component. You can't move beyond the seventh initiation in mastery without letting go of that lower ego and accepting your higher ego and being the master. So I'm really excited to be able to provide this. And Mike and I have already been through this process separately, even years before we knew each other. But I will tell you that if I hadn't done it, I definitely wouldn't be here today. And I don't know where I would be, because I was a very dysfunctional child. I was very insecure. I had a stuttering problem. I mean, I had the gamut of everything, of not being able to come forward as a leader. I would have never even fathomed that I could even do such a thing. So you will see that creativity will come to you. Imagination, those of you that have a hard time with your mental levels, as long as you do the work after the classes, because that's going to be an important facet of it, because there may be more than one experience that occurs besides what you feel within each class. So that's the other reason why Joshua had asked us if people could, you know, we could communicate with each other in between the classes. So we really hope that you will join us for this program. I think it's going to be very, very powerful. So as you can see, it is not going to be available just through email and work on your own. It could be, but I don't think it would be as advantageous to do it in that way, only because of what we have gone through personally on our own, and being able to process all everything that comes up. And sometimes it can be pretty overwhelming. It can be very emotional. So Joshua can really assist in within that process. He will be our psychologist, and also Joshua, to come through and assist in this whole process. So let's connect now with Joshua, and we will do the visualization, and Joshua will be bringing his energy in for that, and then he will have some closing thoughts. So let's all take a deep breath. Let's activate those energies of all the rays of God that have been intuited within us. Bringing in those frequencies of light of the third, the fourth, the fifth dimensional chakra grid, spinning our earth star and our soul star. And inviting your higher self to be with you, and opening up your heart to receive the essences of your inner child. Greetings, my dearest beloveds. It is I, Master Joshua David Stone, and it is my deepest honor to be here. I'm very excited that Mellor Essay and Mike have decided to come forward with this program. I don't think anyone is doing anything such as this to assist people on the ascension pathway to understand whom they are. And this is a very important component. I would say it's probably one of the most important components. We can look at our negative ego. We can look at our lower ego and see different attributes, characteristics that we have. But sometimes you cannot get through those elements that keep coming back to haunt you. You may do releasements, you may do ceremonies that you're going to bring in your higher ego, but until you go through the process step by step, you cannot do it. So the inner child work is essentially important. And I know of many that have done this on their own, but as Maloretta has shared, it is so much better in a group format, because aren't we all trying to come into oneness? We want to connect with other like-minded beings. So if we hide ourselves away because of a fear or afraid of rejection or insecurity, then those other people aren't going to know whom you are, and they will perceive you as someone else. And this is what we talk about, the archetypes. You're putting on another face in that situation. And within that situation, what you are thinking within yourself is completely different than others that are perceiving you. So when we look at the archetypes, we have a tendency to take on these qualities that we think are what we need. We're putting a mask on, and within that mask, there's so much more underneath, but we're not able to really get to the core of what we want to project. And it goes for the same, no matter if you put on a mask where you're aggressive, you bring forth this quality of energy that can almost seem as egotistical, and then you have someone else that does the same thing, but they're on the opposite side and they're more introverted with it, and those qualities that they are projecting aren't outwardly. Those two people have the same qualities, because inside themselves there's fear happening. They're afraid of speaking up. So the person that is aggressive speaks up too much, takes control, becomes manipulative with others. The person on the left does just the opposite, allows the other to control them. But yet inside of them, they're saying, I don't like this. You know, and what happens with individuals like that, it can grow. It's like a storm building up. And then once it comes out, it can be pretty disastrous because there's so much energy that's coming out from years and years of holding it within, that those energies are not coming out in a calm manner. So people need to learn how to be assertive and not aggressive. You need to find the balance in between. You know, we talk about the universal laws, but this is all part of that. If you can think of yourself on a seesaw, and at one end you're at the high end of the energy, and the other end you're at the low end of the energy, you need to make that adjustment so you can walk in the middle and be in the middle of that balance with any of the archetypes that we bring forth in the world. And it may just be something that happens for an event. You bring on that energy to be that person. So it's very important. I know Lord Adama talks about self-reflection, and I love the way that he brings forth all that information, because he brings it forth in a way that is easily to understand to the human consciousness. When we hear about archetypes, sometimes you can say, oh my gosh, that seems like it's foreign to me. What does that mean? Does this mean that I'm a warrior? Does this mean that I'm an adventurer and this is what my whole life is about? And the list can go on and on and on. Just bear with me for a moment. So if we're looking at the destroyer, have you destroyed anything in your life because you felt that it wasn't right for you, and then you look back and you see that was not what you should have done? You've taken on that mask. being the fool. There's a lot of fools, a lot of clowns, a lot of people that like to make jokes. And jokes are great, but it all needs to be in balance, because then you can start to look a little bit over on the aggressive side. And within that clown energy, if you look behind a person's energy within that, there's something going on. When it's excessive, that's what we're talking about now. So then we've all been the innocent one. We've been the one that wanted to be trusted. We've put ourselves in place. We've been the child. Some individuals are the artist. That's a flowing energy. So that's an, now some of these archetypes you're going to take on. Doesn't mean you take on the whole aspect of them, but you're going to take on some of the characteristics, because in the balanced spiritual self, they're important. It's important to be able to laugh. It's important to be able to be one that is trusted, but yet you need to trust also in that process. The martyr is very important in this work, because a lot of us have been martyrs. We have been the ones that have been the unfortunate victim. We talk about victimhood in the psychological self. You seem to always be losing, that the world is doing you a bad turn, and it's always someone else that is the cause of your problems. When you turn inward and look at that, then you start to understand that you're creating your own reality by being in that martyrdom. Now, some think they may be patriarchs. Some individuals may think that they have all the wise energy, they have all the wise thoughts, just because they are a certain being coming into the planet, and they don't think about what others may think about this. In retrospect, as we get older, we become those patriarchs. So in the new earth consciousness, those of you that are learning these elements are going to be part of the wise ones. You're going to be that master. So these are some of the qualities that you're going to be able to embody, but in balance. Being a servant, somebody that is consistently being told what to do in a work environment or in a living environment, this is very conducive to a lot of the starseeds that are coming into the planet, that they don't want to work. They have the knowledge, and they want to take over because they have the new galactic energy within them, which is very, very true. But in retrospect within that, they have to realize that this lifetime they have come in to clear these elements so that they're in balance, so that they can be the master in that process. And this is a lot of confliction within light workers, because they don't understand they're not doing a self-reflection, because they have so many beautiful gifts, and that's the most important thing. Well, I have these gifts, and this is what I'm supposed to do. I want to tell you, everyone has gifts. Everyone in this pathway is bringing in their gifts and have something to share. So we must understand, we must work cohesively. This is the problem that happened during Atlantis and Lemuria. That's why the energy fell in those continents. So now we're learning to bring those in. You may have also been the seducer, where you seduce someone. And it makes you feel good. It makes you feel the power. It makes you feel that sense, that energy. But yet, afterwards, you're lost, because there is no balance within that. And allowing those energies to flow within you. Some of you are adventurers, or you could be a hermit. It could be both ways. of the seeker. A monk would be considered part of this essence. That's no longer in balance. That is what Michael speaks about as the pantheons. Those pantheons are being put into wholeness now. You take those aspects that you learn during those lifetimes. So this is what happens a lot with the inner child. They want to hide. They want to isolate themselves from nothing else. Or you may find an individual, an inner child, that wants to say, well, I do it all the best. If you've ever traveled the route of 12-step programs are full of people like this. Because they haven't really, until they totally look within themselves. And that's the goal of the 12-step program, to be able to do that. But there are many that do not. All they do is take care of their addiction. And they give it to a higher power. But what is that higher power? Some of them do not realize that the higher power is within themselves. So this is what has to occur, and this is what happens. Understanding that you don't have to be a fighter anymore. You don't have to be a warrior. You don't have to be a survivor. You need to flow with that. You can be a teacher. Allowing those, finding the balance, and this is what I meant when some of the archetypes you'll be integrating through the process of finding your mastery, of coming into that knowledge of yourself. And it really, in this process that is occurring for you, all these elements are going to come up. So we really want to assist you in understanding the little characteristics that are underneath of these titles. These titles are big words. They are massive energy. But we want to get to the core of that, as Mike was talking about some of the characteristics of impatience or being too lazy, being abandoned or being the abandoner. What happens on a karmic level with a lot of these characteristics is that from lifetime to lifetime, if you were abandoned previously, then another lifetime you're going to the one that will do the abandoning, because that balances out. But what happens to the inner child? And we don't even consider the inner children of past lives. It's part of the physical existence. But your inner child has those aspects within her or him. That is part of this process, as Michael was sharing earlier, of how you can bring forth different similarities from another lifetime so that you can go through this process and create the healing. In order for the fifth dimensional earth to really be actualized, this part of your ascension process, of your mastery process, has to be acknowledged. Some will not go in as deep as some others will go through this process, and maybe that will be okay for them in order to remove the negative aspects within their lower ego, because this is really the whole goal of this. The whole goal is to allow your higher ego to be your role with your higher self. But your higher self cannot fully be incorporated within your physical existence until these issues are rectified. And sometimes they don't come up until you have an interaction with another person or a coworker or a living situation. I know that Malarese had to go through a lot of challenges with Mike coming into her life, because she did not have a relationship. She was on her own. So she had done such a deep clearing on her own, but then had to step back a little bit because now she had this full-time relationship in her life, and not just a relationship, but a partner, someone that she was with 24 hours a day, continually. If she had not done this work on her own previously, they would not be able to survive. And she had to grow through a lot of surrendering and realizing there were elements within herself that she had to take care of But she knew, because she had accelerated herself to a certain point, she didn't have the lower ego. She had gotten to the point where the higher ego had fully incorporated within her, but it took her back to a flashback, to her father, to her brother, to anything that happened to her in her childhood for just a second, so that she could see, wow, this really needs to be cleared. And the way that they are clearing things through the unified whole is such a powerful way that we don't have to hold on to these things. You don't have to go through inner child work for years and years and have to clear these elements. And this is what we're going to help you with through this process. And so we're very, very excited to be with you. I know Jerrell is excited. So let's now get on with the visualization. How is our time, Michael?
We have 1 hour in.
Okay, so it's about an hour and a half after we get done with this visualization. I want to thank everybody. And if you need any assistance, please do call upon me. I work within the second ray of love and wisdom with Jerrell Kuhl, and within his ashram on the inner plane. So we would gladly want to assist you. Even if you do not go forward with this program, please do call upon us. And so that we can work with as many of you as possible to clear these elements. Thank you for inviting me into this course. Namaste. Let's take a deep breath. Greetings, it is I, Jerrell, with Melarese. I want you to just feel your heart center and allow the energies that have been given to you previously. And let's call upon that unified whole again. And if you want to do any tapping to raise your vibration within the physical, because doing the lecturing kind of brings you back into that physical consciousness. Much more so, and let's just breathe together. And just feel the colors upon colors floating into each of your chakras, spinning your chakras, feeling the essence of the entire frequency of light that you are. And we're going to visualize ourselves walking through a deep forest. It has a pathway, a very wide pathway, and there are lots of large trees, all different kinds of trees, and greenery. It feels kind of damp and cold. And I want you to feel that in your full essence. And I want you to think about anything that has been coming up or triggered within you during the discussion part, and embrace that energy. Even if it feels uncomfortable, I want you to embrace it. Be real with yourself. In this moment, call upon your higher self to assist you and get in the depth of your soul into your solar plexus and your heart center. And feel your entire essence. And take some moments to think about your lifetime here upon this earth. And we're going to go backwards as we're walking through the forest. And I want you to go backwards from the age that you are now. And each step that you take, you're going to go deeper into the essence self that you are. I want you to go through, and depending how old you are, maybe the 50s, the 40s, 30s, as you're walking into the forest, the 20s. I want you to feel yourself at 21 years of age, and we're going to continue going backwards. 20, 19, 18, 17. The far is just twisting and turning. 16, 15, 14. Now you're in your teenage years. 13, 12, 11, 10. Grade school. 9, 8, 7, 6. A very young child. You're starting to come into an opening. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And feel that essence as of an infant as you're coming into this beautiful beach. And we're doing this a little bit differently than Larissa usually does. You are now the child. And feel that essence within you. And as you're walking into the beach, as that young child, as a toddler, you see yourself as the adult waiting for you. And once you run to the parent self and sit in the parent's lap. So I want you to feel both essences of the parent and the child. As we're sitting on this beautiful beach, the sun is shining down. It's a very beautiful day. The water is blue-green. There are dolphins in the water playing with one another. And what is your first reaction to yourself? Does it feel good to you? Or is there something that's bothering you? Do you have fear? You maybe have been a little reticent in running towards your parent self. I want you to feel the essence of both selves now as you blend together. As you blend that essence together, so we take us to the zero age. And as you take yourself into the zero age, you feel yourself as a parent. And bring on the energies of nurturing, compassion, love, acceptance, joy. As now the inner child that you are emerges out of you. And I want you to try to visualize how old this child is. And for some of you, it may be older than an infant or grade school, maybe a teenager. Depends on what you have experienced in your life and how you've been affected to it in your emotional and mental levels. Let's just take a moment and feel that child that you were and that you are now. Feel that consciousness. So I'm going to take Melarese as an example because I'm within her body presently as we're sharing this experience. And since she's already gone through the inner child experiences and her child is the age that she is now, what she feels in this moment is that infant being very happy, very joyful. When she first started on this pathway, it was not. So I want you to experience whatever comes to you. Is there joy? Is there unhappiness? Is there fear? And if there is fear, I want you to hold that baby in your arms. You are now the mother or the father. And put that child to your chest. and allow him or her to feel your heartbeat. And to acknowledge within this child that you are here to help, that you're going on a journey together, and that you're going to heal with each other to become one. And explain to the child that this is something that you now need to do, that it is time. And it will be a beautiful experience. So just feel that beauty that you are. Look at how beautiful your child is. You are. Touch them. Feel their heart. And we're going to allow the child to grow up within you. And if you receive a hesitation, or if you are unsure of something, this is a trigger sign that your child is not, has not gone beyond that age. One, two, three, the child is a toddler. How does the toddler feel? Look at him or her, ask them how they're feeling. Four, five, six. A young child. What are they wearing? Can you perceive any vision? Or is it just a feeling? Is it just sense? Do you have any emotions coming up for you presently? And we're going to take the child all the way up to 21 just to see where the triggers are. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. What is your reaction in this moment? What is your child doing? If you feel like the child is hiding away, just tell them it's okay. Hold their hand. Because now you're going to stand on the beach and the child is going to walk with you. Go over to the edge of the water and feel the water on your feet and the sand in between your toes. Feel the sun shining brightly and feel the dolphins all playing. We're now going to go into the teenage years. And as you do, you're going to go into the water. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. You and your child are now floating. Is it comfortable for you? Allowing the purification of the water to assist you in this moment. We're now getting closer to the dolphins. And you're going to play with the dolphins for a moment. What does that feel like for you? Does your child enjoy the playfulness? Feel those essences within you. Even if the child has some issues previous to these ages, he or she can still play, because this helps. You have brought the child out, and he and she are playing with you. Oh, now you're playing with the dolphins, and you're being spun around, and you feel all this joy and playfulness. Now it's time to come out of the water. 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. I want you to feel your child now as a young adult. Look at them. Look into their eyes. What does the child tell you? Does the consciousness of this child tell you it needs healing? feel in this moment. You've come together, so now the journey is starting. As you walk down the beach, I now want you to feel the age that your child is truly. This is the experience of all levels. And if your child has gone through a great healing process, he or she will be able to stay at the age that they are presently within your consciousness, within this consciousness. As you walk down the beach, you see your child going to the age that he or she needs assistance. And if you get to the point where that child cannot walk, then you pick up the infant and hold them once again within your heart. You walk down the beach together in the sun, knowing that this journey is now a healing process for you and that you are fully active within each other. Just breathe deeply and feel yourself walking down the beach and coming back into your present awareness. Feeling yourself deeply, feeling yourself back. And your child is with you. Feel his or her consciousness. I chose to bring forth the visualization in this manner. Previously, we would have taken you to the beach and you would have met your child to see how old your child was. But I wanted you to feel any triggers within yourself of anything that you need to look at. You see, the mind can play tricks on us. So it's important to really take the visualization, the energies, and put yourself in the child's place. Because your physical self may try and trigger you that the child is actually older than they are. And this is partly due of not wanting to acknowledge that your child may be younger than that. You want to think that you are farther along the pathway. You must remember that the child is at a certain age because something triggered within your child to stay at that age. There's a door that was closed. So the child is still in that stage. So it's important to reflect through the next week of what you're experiencing. Take time to do the non-dominant hand exercise. And what you can do is you can call upon your parent and you will call upon your child. Utilize pen and paper for both sides. Take the parent side and write. Instead of speaking it, write the message to the child. And then use your other hand and have the child communicate. This is going to assist you in understanding. You must first start a dialogue. It's like you've never met your child before. So now you're having a first meeting. And you know what a first meeting can be like. It's like going on an interview to a person you've never met. You're not quite sure what to say to them, and they're not quite sure what to say to you, except you may have a list of questions, and they may have a list of questions for you. So start taking these moments and dialoguing with your inner child. This is going to help you the most. There are many more exercises that we will be sharing. You can make drawings, especially if you're an artist, and even if you're not, allow your child to write you in whatever form he or she wants to. You may find yourself wanting to do things that a child does. Like playing outside in the leaves or in the snow. Being the child. And allow that essence to come fully within you. Because this is an important aspect. To allow that child to blend within you so that you can be fully balanced. So take any characteristics that were triggered for you tonight and make a list. And if you can reflect back during the times when certain situations happened in your life so that you can understand what has occurred for you. I share a little story about Malaresa. We get to use her mental mind through this process and her memory. When she was a young adult in a working situation, there was an issue with someone else, and she held it in and she held it in until finally she spoke up. She had no idea that the way that she was speaking was very aggressive and commanding, because it was a build-up. She didn't know how to communicate. She learned through her own inner child work, which she put to work. And she had a lot of hard work because of her situation. And everyone is different. Because she was a younger child and was expected to babysit and was expected to take care of the grandchildren. And she was told the children are to be seen and not heard. So it was a huge challenge for her to learn to speak, especially to her siblings and her parents. But what happened for her? Is that the healing that occurred between her and her parents was amazing. The fear that she had of her father's voice dissipated. And the compassion that she had for her mother grew. And she assisted them in their journey. To a healthy soul. Unto the light. Without the work that she had done, it would not have been possible. So there is so much that you were doing for yourself. As Michael has shared. Because of knowing that the inner self is more important. And to really love yourself. But if you don't know how to love yourself, if there are blockages that are stopping you, how can you do it? People expand about love now and oneness. But in truth, it's important to realize how deep that love goes for each individual soul. We love each other so much easier than we love ourselves. So take the time to truly love all parts of yourself, and you will find the healing that you need. I am here to assist you in this process, whether you can be with us on the program or not. The door is open for everyone, and it is my divine pleasure to help you through this process of finding the balance between your inner child and your parent that is you. And this will also assist you in teaching others and projecting love, acceptance, joy, and embracing all of that in each moment. Thank you, and namaste to each of you.
Okay,
thank you. Namaste.
Let's bring these energies back down. 143, 142, 141, 142, 143, 142, 143, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, 140, through you. And thanks once again for being with us.
Thank you.